We certainly can look at playing with, as you put it, the caption or the category heading for this or for any other category to make sure that it reflects the weapons that are actually included in there. So I don't think we should feel ourselves unduly bound by the fact that it says large caliber as opposed to medium, you know, large and medium caliber or just artillery systems. The basic underlying question is whether we want to go below 75 millimeters or not, and how this would then, whether and how this would relate to a Category 8 if we decide to go down that road of small arms and light weapons, because there is potential overlap between there, and I think we would need to be careful that we would deconflict it. But one thing that Guy does address in his paper is there is one substantive thing that would change if we go below 75 millimeters, down to 50 millimeters, or as the Russians had proposed, you're right, you're correct, 37 millimeters back in 2003. Which is the current category captures, if you read the definition, it captures primarily indirect fire weapons. And that is certainly true for larger caliber ones, that are weapons that you normally, that you don't have to see your target, have a direct line of sight to your target in order to be able to use it. When you start reducing the caliber of the weapon, though, they are shorter range, and it becomes much harder to say that these are primarily indirect fire rather than direct fire weapons, because the smaller calibers tend to actually be direct fire weapons just because they've got very short ranges. So when you go below, for example, 75 millimeters to 50 to 37, to 25, whatever you happen to pick, you start capturing or potentially capturing then weapons that actually are direct fire rather than indirect fire. So I wonder if the better place to capture these kind of weapons might not be ensuring that if we decide to go down that road, that light weapons, for example, would capture artillery systems, indirect fire artillery systems below 75 millimeters instead of doing it in Category 3. So I'm going to certainly look at the UK proposal here in light of what subsequently we decide in the small arms light weapons discussion, if we decide to incorporate it or not incorporate it. But I need to see how that actually plays out. But again, there is the possibility if you go to 50 or 37 or something that you may capture direct fire weapons, and it becomes harder to draw a hard and fast line between them.